This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Balt Edwards. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton has addressed the controversy regarding several of her husband's last-minute pardons. At a Capitol Hill news conference yesterday, she said she was unaware that her brother, Hugh Rodham, had lobbied on behalf of two men or that he had been paid for it. Two congressional panels are asking questions about his role in the pardons. A House committee chairman investigating another Clinton pardon says he's not satisfied with information furnished by the Clinton Library about donors, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The House Government Reform Committee is already probing Clinton's pardon of financier Mark Rich and may now expand its investigation into the Rodham-related pardons. The chairman, Indiana Republican Dan Burton, wants to know whether Mr. Clinton's decision to pardon Rich was related to contributions his ex-wife Denise made to his presidential library. The library yesterday released some information about donors, confirming that Denise Rich had given $450,000. But the attorney for the library, David Kendall, refused to identify all donors who gave more than $5,000. Burton called Kendall's refusal unacceptable and said he will subpoena the president of the Clinton Library Foundation to appear at the panel's hearing next week. Yesterday, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton met with reporters in the rotunda of the Russell Senate office building. There was only one thing on the agenda.
I knew nothing about my brother's involvement in these pardons. I knew nothing about his taking money for his involvement. I had no knowledge of that whatsoever.
Hugh Rodham collected some $400,000 for his work on behalf of Carlos Vignali Jr., a convicted drug trafficker, and Glenn Braswell, a Miami businessman. Vignali, whose father has given campaign contributions to several prominent Democrats, ultimately received a commutation of his sentence from the former president, Braswell a pardon. Senator Clinton said she didn't find out about her brother's dealings until she got a phone call while at the movies early this week.
As soon as we found out Monday night, I was heartbroken and shocked by it. And, you know, immediately said this, you know, this is a terrible misjudgment and the money had to be returned, and that's what we worked on. You know, this is a very sad matter to me personally, and it was a surprise, but more than being surprising, it was extremely disappointing.
Hugh Rodham returned the money, including a $200,000 success fee from Braswell. While critical of her brother, Senator Clinton was more forgiving of her campaign treasurer, William Cunningham, who, it turns out, filled out and submitted to the White House paperwork for two Arkansas men who also sought and received pardons. Clinton said he was just a lawyer doing his job. But none of this is what the senator wants to be focusing on as she begins her new job.
Well, you know, I'm very disappointed about what's gone on for the last weeks. It is certainly not how I would have preferred or planned to start my Senate career. And I regret deeply that there has been these kinds of matters occurring. And all I can tell you is that I have gotten up every day and worked as hard as I can to be the best senator I can be, and that's what I intend to do.
Meanwhile, one of Senator Clinton's new colleagues, Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter, says his office has questions about the circumstances regarding the payments to Hugh Rodham. Specter, a senior member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says he's looking into the Braswell and Vignali pardons and others. A spokesman for House Reform Committee Chairman Dan Burton says the congressman has written a letter to Hugh Rodham and may seek his testimony unless satisfied with the answers. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.